This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Marina von Neumann-Wittmann has been a lot of firsts. She was the first woman ever on the White House Council of Economic Advisors. She also broke more than a few glass ceilings in the corporate world. She's the daughter of the famous mathematician John von Neumann, who was nicknamed the Martian. And the Martian's daughter is the name of her new memoir. And she's here from Michigan now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so why do you think that you were able to rise to these very high-level positions in government, in academia, and in business?
Well, part of it, of course, was dumb luck, being in the right place at the right time. But part of it, I think, had to do with my own family background. My father was a famous mathematician. My mother kind of made up a pretty successful career as she went along. And everybody kind of expected that whatever brains I had, I would make good use of them.
Well, when you say that your father was a very famous mathematician, do you think that that helped you because it opened doors for you or because it instilled some sort of ambition within you that you then used to propel your way up the ladder?
Oh, I think that it's the latter. It's because it instilled ambition. I honestly don't think it opened doors. One of the themes of my book is how I kind of got out from under the shadow of this larger-than-life parent.
Now, you write that the overt, explicit barriers I faced have largely been abolished, only to be replaced sometimes by more subtle, unspoken ones that can be even more damaging psychologically for women you're talking about. What do you mean by that?
Well, when I was told by the IBM recruiter when I was a senior in college, sorry, we don't hire engaged girls, or when the president of Princeton told me that I couldn't get a PhD there because they didn't have enough ladies' rooms, I thought, well, geez, this is a pretty stupid world I live in, but I'll show them. And sooner or later, I showed them. Now, I think they may say instead, well, you're not quite right for the job, you're underqualified or you're overqualified. That personalizes in a way that the overt discrimination didn't. And I think it can make a woman feel that somehow she's lacking something, whereas I always felt that it was the world outside and that world needed to change, but it wasn't a lack in me.
Now, even today, we don't find a lot of women in high positions of power. Why do you think it has been so hard, even harder in the corporate culture than in government or other areas, for women to climb the ladder to the top?
Well, I do have to say, though, that there may not be many, but there sure are more than they used to be. And you are actually beginning to get women CEOs of major companies. I think it's partly because, let's face it, it is a rather macho culture, and people tend to be more comfortable with people like themselves.
Marina von Neumann-Wittmann is the author of the new book, The Martian's Daughter. Thanks so much for talking with us.
And thank you. I really enjoyed it.